Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
My talkers, it is Friday, 3 o'clock, which means Lori and Julia are in studio here to hang out with you guys. What a way to go into the weekend. And boy, I know we're all looking forward to this weekend for some reason.
We love a 4-day work week. What can we say?
It's amazing. I wish they were all like this.
Yes.
You had an even shorter one, a 3-day work week.
The best.
Yeah. All right. So,
yes.
Yeah, woo-hoo. I did. I'm so happy it's Friday. Just a couple of things before we talk shop and radio business. So want to give a big shout out and happy birthday to our friend Anthony Tony Wheelahan. Woo-hoo. He's turning. His birthday is Sunday. He's having a big party, but Tony, we know you're listening. Can't wait to see you. And there's another. So, Tony, happy birthday.
Yes, very happy.
And another happy birthday. It basically, Sun Country Airlines is 40 years old.
Hey.
And
happy Boeing birthday.
Boeing took out a full-page ad in both papers to congratulate them.
We love our hometown airline. They are so important to our community.
We both work there.
Flying conveniently. Out of Terminal 2, great fares, great service,
and
great people.
And we worked there when, you know, the people that started the airline, you know, Jim and, the other...
Oh, yeah. The originals.
The original flight attendant and pilot crew. I think there were about 10 of them. And
from ITA, I believe.
No, Braniff.
Oh, Braniff.
They
that
left
was it.
Braniff yes. to start Sun Country.
So anyway,
40 years of success in the sky for them.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
And then...
It's Friday.
Madonna tickets. We're doing the ticket giveaway next week.
Yes, we are.
Madonna, she's going to be at the Excel on Sunday, July 30th. So we're going to have finished the lyric. And of course, there's so many songs.
Yes, there are.
I feel like I know all the songs from all of her 80s songs.
Same.
You know,
but then after that, I'm a little... I mean, if we play X... What was
Madame
X? Madame
X.
The most obscure one.
Well, Rocco is going to be helping me with this, so he'll pick out some good options.
No, he'll only pick out the, because this tour is celebration. She's going to sing
the
all
hits.
Of her hits.
So it's got to be hits.
Think Immaculate, all the songs on Immaculate Conception. That's what I'd be listening to.
I saw the Vogue video. Uh-huh. It's amazing how you forget all these videos. That one looked completely different than I remember.
Yeah, my girlfriend, shout out to Teresa Kohler, her stagette party was at the Excel, but it wasn't called the Excel. I think it was Civic Center, St. Paul Civic Center. It was the Who's That Girl tour.
Oh, yeah.
And that was she got all the tickets, and there were like 10 of us.
Wow.
And we went to the Who's That Girl, and that was like such a fun show. And
Was that 87, 88? I was at
like
that one.
Yes,
oh, that my
was
friend
a great
Ann
show.
Got us tickets.
87. Oh, it was 87. June 14th to September of 80. June 87, mm-hmm. September of 87.
We had great
The
seats.
Eyes, it had Madonna, and then it just had her eyes on the cover of it.
And that was like, I think that was, I know it was the first time I saw her, other than seeing her on American Bandstand and, you know, the MTV Awards and stuff. I hadn't seen her. That was the first concert that I remember being... like that she was on that we're like, oh, we can go to the show.
Oh,
it was so good.
It was everything.
Anyway, so that's
that
next
was
week.
Nice. July night, July 29th, you were at the St. Paul Civic mm-hmm. Center. What a day. I bet you that was a great show.
Oh, we had so... I still remember what I wore. I always remember my concert outfits.
I remember being so... I mean, that was so exciting.
Yeah.
That one was so exciting.
I wore the same thing I had wore to my 10-year class reunion, a Bettina Rydell off-the-shoulder black lycra one-piece jumpsuit that fit me like a snug glove. And I had all this hair, Grant, all this hair. And then I had pointy, high heels on, but I probably wore a colored pair because it was 1987, and it might have been yellow or red.
Those
or blue
colors are all in right now.
Yeah.
If you go to I was in Target today.
The crayon colors.
The crayon, the magenta pants, the yellow pants, the mango melon pants.
I'm do like, you remember what you wore to the Who's That
I
Girl?
I don't, which is really disturbing to me because I always remember my outfits too, but I don't.
I think everyone was like super wanted to wear something great because it was a bachelorette party, you know?
Oh, sure. I know I wanted, who cares? It was Madonna who wanted to wear something great.
Right. Right.
I just can't. That surprises me.
I know.
And upsets me in a way.
Well, you know what upsets me in a big way is, you know, we've got our My Talk Awards happening.
Yes, we do.
Happening right now. And I demand to know how it is that I picked for Actor of the Year for movie or television. How and why did I get stuck with Colin Farrell? I cannot believe that would have been my first choice. It's
remember,
Austin
I believe,
Butler.
Yes, but I think, wasn't it, we were talking to Chris Hewitt. Didn't he mention him as a possibility? But I don't think we've chosen it.
The Academy. Chose Austin Butler, which means he was available. And I'm trying to find my thing that I sent in
To the people here, to the Academy, to the My Talk Academy.
And it was me. I sent that in because I picked Austin for another category.
You did.
But I should have picked him for two.
I'm surprised.
So today when I voted, I did not vote for the Lori and Julia choice. I voted for the Academy's choice, Austin Butler.
That's right, you did.
I cannot argue for that. Don't have me be on the board.
Okay, I'm just going to say one thing. Okay,
when we go to have our, you know, debates with the other shows.
Oh, no, you need to be. I saw that. I'm like, what?
I ended up doing it last year.
You were gone, Julia.
You were gone.
I had to do this by myself.
2 years in a row, I feel like.
I did it once, and you did it one day, because we had two different appearances, and I had to defend us for one of them, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, but I feel real good about, you know, our other categories, our nominations,
I feel like you really want to kind of win this year.
That's why you got a debate for
I'm
us.
Just, Julia, you know, you and I are both highly competitive.
100%.
Highly competitive. And as the OGs around here.
The original.
We cannot tell a lie. It does mean something for us to come in first place.
It does.
And it hasn't, it's been a while.
No, the movie. We got the audience. I mean,
you're so funny.
No. The movie. the unbearable lightness of being massively delusional.
Okay, Gloria's deemed our movie won Project Down and Dirty. Mm-hmm. You've deemed it. Okay, so the thing.
No, that was we took first place.
Oh, God, in that.
No, we did.
Who and who told us this?
The audience.
Her mind.
but the audience. The standing ovation. The clapping went on so much longer. The individual comments.
I love how delusional.
Understood your movie. People said, I understood your movie. Some of the short films are not always understood.
You're hysterical. I have to say something, though, about Colin Farrell, okay? So, Mom saw
Banshees.
Inertia's of Banshees yesterday.
Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah, I like Inertia's of Banshees. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
I'm shocked.
I am, too.
Yeah, I'm really surprised.
But you know what
everybody takes out of these deeply personal movies, which this story is, and Martin McDonagh, who wrote the screenplay, he wrote Three Billboards in Ebbing.
Which was hard.
That was a depressing movie. What's his name won an Oscar for it? That guy.
So did Frances McDormand, that gal.
And that was such a depressing movie, Grant, if you ever saw it.
No, did not.
Just super depressing.
Okay, so we just know that was a brain fart.
A brain fart. Please vote for Austin Butler. Let the Academy win Actor of the Year. That is the correct choice.
It's kind of fun, though. It's fun to vote. So go to mytalk1071.com. It's right on the homepage. You can vote.
And I will go down in flames that the reality show of the year was Depp versus Heard. Okay?
We want it to be that.
That was a daily 7-week Monday through Friday. Listen, you guys.
Tell me. Yeah. What color is the sky in your world?
I'm sorry.
No other reality show had that kind of action, and we were flabbergasted.
I have to admit, it was like watching a soap opera way back in the day because it was on at noon around here, and we come to work around that time. We work from home before that, but we come to work and we were just obsessed.
We hated to come into the studio. We had to leave Court TV.
That was fun.
Court TV hasn't had that kind of action since OJ.
That's true. That's true.
All right, listen, we got to go. When we come back, it's our story we can't get enough of. Lori and Julia here with Ann Tressler of Tressler Law. Now, Ann, we've heard that January has one of the highest rates for divorce filings than any other month of the year. And I'm wondering, is this because of the holidays, because of the new year starting? What's the deal?
I think it really is affected by the holidays. I think a lot of people who are at a difficult point in their life try to maintain status quo for the sake of the children and the family during the holidays. They get through it and they kind of say, this is kind of my last straw. I need to move on. And again, you have your New Year's resolutions. And it's the idea that now I can make those changes I need to and make a fresh start in my life.
And if some of our people listening are thinking about divorce, what should their next steps be?
Well, I really encourage people to start educating themselves. Start really gathering information and knowledge of their financial circumstances. A lot of people rely on the spouse to take care of it. Start educating yourself on that to be prepared. It'll also be more cost effective during the divorce proceeding.
Call Tressler Law for your free 1-hour divorce consultation. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce. So one little morning thing that Casey and I do together as he does exercises before he goes to the gym. He does these warm-up things.
Listen.
That involve a head vise and a door and a rubber band and, you know, swinging in the door. I don't know, some kind of neck thing.
I feel like you do need to warm up and exercise before you go exercise.
Well, he does.
Absolutely. Because our bodies are so tight.
Yeah. So we always watch.
Not in a good way, but just
So we always watch Jimmy Kimmel in the morning. It's the only late night guy that he really consistently appreciates.
He's funny.
He is funny. He likes his monologue. And then I look to see who the first guest is.
He complains about everybody.
Yeah. And then I look to see who the first guest. And last night, delight of delights, it's Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin on Jimmy Kimmel. All four of them come out to promote the movie 80 for Brady, which comes out the Friday before the Super Bowl, February 3rd.
Great timing.
I'm sure Paramount was just like a tiny bit disappointed that the, you know, Tom Brady didn't actually get
there,
you know,
right,
that they lost. But they all looked fantastic. The best looking, the hippest chick of the bunch is Rita Moreno.
Yes.
Moreno wearing these leather pants, a gold vest, one of those little
page
hats,
boy.
Like newsboy, but like how Barbara Streisand wears
it. Yes, totally.
And then these jazzed up boots with chains around them like we did in the 80s.
And a kidney heel.
She looked...
She's 91.
91.
I immediately...
I
took a picture and I'm like, how is this possible? A.
Yeah.
I need to start dancing, B, because she's a lifelong dancer.
Right.
Lori and I can't even wear heels that high anymore.
Right.
And I'm like, how are we going to get to 91?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I need to call a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
And usually Jane Fonda, I think, is the prettiest always in the group.
I do too.
And Rita was
outshined
everybody. And Sally Field has always been a plain, you know.
Well, she doesn't doesn't do the plastic surgery, so she looks the oldest and she's the youngest.
Which
is fine. That's, you know, she's wonderful.
Yeah, they had, you know, funny chemistry. The Academy Awards, they better figure out how to make these four, you know, be presenters or something.
Oh, yes.
And Diane Warren could get nominated because she wrote an original song.
For 80 for Brady?
Yeah, that's going to be, it could be, I'm sure it was submitted for Oscar nomination.
She's always nominated.
The Susan Lucci.
Video is fantastic for that 80s.
Is it really?
Oh, they're all dressed up in Tom Brady, like bedazzled jerseys, you know, Cyndi Lauper, Dolly Parton.
Yeah, the video
is really fun.
We're going to play it at New Music Friday. But anyway, this is just a little bit of the conversation with Kimmel. Because, of course, it's tricky with four guests
yes,
at a
is.
Time. And all of them have something amazing to say because they're all four
amazing women.
Yeah. He just took a picture of them talking to him and just said, legends. And so he did that. We reposted it, but we do have a little audio. It's really more about, it's really Rita is leading this conversation.
I thought there was some like story about what you were dating.
Well, I was friends with Marlon Brando and he was in love with her. And so
Rita.
I followed that. There's lots of stories to be told, but we can't get into it.
Really?
She's waving to her husband or something.
Are you thinking of one in particular? Is that what's happening?
Oh, I'm thinking of something else. It's Rita. Would you like to know?
Yeah, well, no. I'd love to know.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No, don't go there. Don't go there. I'm telling you right now.
She doesn't like...
Just start singing Moon River and she'll stop.
She doesn't like it when I talk about... She doesn't like it when I talk about sex, and I love to.
Really? This is the two of you.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Pretty much.
I like it as much as anybody does. You know what? It's just I don't like being graphically verbal about it in public like this. I mean,
well,
come
I
on.
Do.
Well, I love
you
it.
You know how to talk about
I do.
You do, yeah. I do too, Rita. Please, don't be...
There's a reason I'm 91 now, you know, so...
She's Miss Time stopped using it.
I'm telling you, she looks like she's 65.
She does.
Okay, here we go.
I simply want to say...
I hope you had nothing else planned for me.
I don't.
I simply want to say
yeah.
that my favorite scene in the movie takes place in the locker room where the guys are, you know, Gronk, all of these guys.
You're in the locker room.
And I entered the room, and it's a real locker room, and I swear to God, in like in seconds, I got turned on.
You're saying a room full of naked men excited you for some reason?
Not only excited me, I kept grabbing myself.
I'm telling you. Wow! Rita!
Really? Oh, like a monkey.
Well, I kept saying to myself, what is wrong with you? You are, that it was then 90, I'm 91 now. I said, you are 90, and I'm saying to myself, and then I thought, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
No, not at all.
I'm telling you, but
they had a fun conversation.
They did. Lily Tomlin just was kind of quiet. And I think
I like when they were talking about when they, how long they'd known each other.
Yes.
Yeah. And how Sally they met. Field and Jane Fonda knew each other. The longest, I think.
Yes, and they worked across the set from each other, and Jane Fonda, and they were too nervous to meet each other. And then finally Jane Fonda went over to Sally Field one day and just said, we have to meet.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Jane Fonda wanted Lily Tomlin to star in 9 to 5, and she was trying to talk her into it. And then when she's driving home that day, she hears a Dolly Parton song like Islands in the Stream on the radio mm-hmm. and thinks Dolly Parton should be in it too. I mean, just kind of the whole way it all came together.
Yeah, yeah.
Great stories, wonderful, beautiful women.
I hope that they are, I mean, I know they're all, you know,
they
I know Sally
out.
Lives in New York, so I'm hoping that they're going to, the
they
press
were on
junket
the view.
Is no late night back to New York or anything.
I don't know yet.
Maybe because Jane, you know, she does the climate change Fridays in Washington, D.C. I have hope because it's only, yesterday was the 19th, the movie doesn't come out till the 3rd. So maybe they'll make a few more appearances.
And this is based on a real life group of women that were over 80 that were friends for 70 years.
That wanted to go to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah. Well, CBS Sunday Morning, if you want to see the story.
They
had a story this past Sunday. And probably if we'd worked on Monday, we would have posted it. But it was, there's only two of the group left, but they really were all over 80, and they all were just massive.
Great Tom Brady fans when he was at a Patriots.
Yes. And it was absolutely a very charming and very sweet interview.
Sure.
So if you go to CBS Sunday Mornings, you could find the clip of the story there. It was really cute.
The movie looks so good.
It looks so good.
It's a movie that you can go to with your husband because the football, you know, it's like a good mesh movie, you know?
Yeah.
Right before the Super Bowl, everybody's going to be amped up about it.
I'm ready to fly to Seattle to go to the movie with my mom.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Mootie.
That Mootie.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us this Friday. We are delighted to have Brad back. Brian Barron, who's the director of research at Paula's Choice Skincare. Brian, how are you?
I am well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and happy 2023. We are delighted to get started on our skin again in the new year.
I know. If you've overdated over the holidays, now's the time.
Now is the time. Okay, so this is something personal thing, but I think a lot of other people maybe experience it in it, is what are we to do when the fine lines start, like, really around your mouth? Not just the fake ones that come on, you know, earlier, but when they really start to think, hello, I'm going to stay.
Yeah, that is it's a common complaint. Women tend to be bothered by it more than men. What a shock.
Right.
You know, the guys can always grow a mustache if it gets that bad.
Right.
There are absolutely some physiologic changes that occur not necessarily due to sun damage, but also due to the passage of time. For example, as we get older, we don't have as much bone. We don't have as much structure in our face to support everything as we used to. So you're losing some bone mass. The skin is losing elasticity. It isn't repairing itself as fast as it used to. So there are two ways to go about helping those lines look better and potentially, you know, depending on which way you go, eliminating them at least for an extended period of time.
Okay.
I have a few topical products that I can tell you about, but I wanted to talk about the in-office procedures first because they are going to be far more effective.
Okay.
Anything topical is going to be more of a quick fix, but we're talking results that are going to be moderate to moderately satisfying and might last anywhere from 2 to 6 hours. So think of these topical options as like, yeah, I put that on before like a big event or if I know I'm going to have my picture taken or stuff like that. But I reached out to a couple of people that I know in the medical aesthetics industry and said, look, there's a lot of options out there for lip and lip line fillers. Which one or two do you like the best?
Okay, great.
And what came back consistently was that the Juvederm filler, they have one called Volbella XC or Ultra Plus XC. These are both hyaluronic acid-based injectable fillers that are specifically formulated and approved for use in the lips and also around the mouth. They're typically injected in each quadrant. If you picture your lips and then divide them into four sections, you basically get two shots up top and two shots down below. The shots or the solution has lidocaine, which is a numbing agent in there, so it's typically not very painful, and the results can last anywhere from 6 months to usually they top out at 9 months.
Okay.
There is another one by a different company, Restylane.
Yes.
They have one called Kysse, and it's spelled KYSSE. That is another hyaluronic acid. The gel matrix design is different. And that actually is proven to last up to 1 year from when it's injected in the lines around the mouth. The really cool thing about both of these, though, is that the results are instant.
Love that.
You may have a little bit of swelling,
right, sure,
at the injection site that'll go down in a day or two at most. But then you've got the cost associated with that, and those injections can run between $400 and $700.
Okay.
For treatment.
Would this be like what we see when somebody has noticeably, but they do it maybe overboard, whereas a dermatologist, or at least the one we go to, Dr. Crutchfield, wouldn't overly inflate your lips. But this is what we see people do to have an instant facelift, if you will, right? It would be one of these two things, probably?
Yes. And another thing an artful injector can do is that, they can inject the HA hyaluronic acid filler so that it also causes a slight upturn at the corners of our mouth. Because, again, everything starts going south as we get older,
right,
including the corners of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And giving that little extra filler there so that those corners turn up again the way they did when we're young, is another hallmark of a good injector. So I would definitely ask about that. Some people also find that getting Botox around the lines can be helpful. It has to be very carefully done. I would not go to a Botox in someone who just started injecting.
Right.
Because it really only takes the smallest possible dose.
Mm-hmm.
But the consensus is that the neuromodulator filler like Botox and hyaluronic acid are needed, since they both provide the fillers are what give you that structural support to plump up the lines up and out. And then the injectables, such as Botox, can be used to smooth any lines the fillers did not. And it tends to be more like if you people who smoke tend to have more dramatic lines around their mouth, especially if they continue smoking into their 50s and 60s. But some people just have the lines just get deeper as part of how they're aging, no matter what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my mother. I keep telling her she needs to have one or both of these done, and she's not willing to do it. That's her choice, but I'm here to tell you what really can help.
And I have to say, you know, Dr. Crutchfield, he did do what he called a lip flip on me mm-hmm. last summer, and he did use just a smidge of Botox, and I was very happy. And he said it's not going to be anything drastic. And it wasn't drastic, but I will say it hurts. And it hurts. And don't let anyone tell you it doesn't hurt. Get everything. Get the numbing cream, the laughing
right.
gas.
Yeah.
Everything that your dermatologist offers you, a squeezy ball. For whatever reason, I've had Botox. So is Julia.
We
had
it. But I haven't.
Around the mouth. Oh, damn it. That hurts.
Yeah.
It does. Yep. I haven't had Botox around the mouth, but I have had it on my forehead, and I ask for the numbing cream even
yes.
for that.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
One of the cost-wise, Botox is definitely going to be more affordable than hyaluronic acid fillers. It averages $11 to $13 per unit. And if you're getting it done just around your mouth
mm-hmm.
or on those lines around the mouth, you're only going to need about 5 to 10 units. So you're looking at, you know, in the realm of like $60 to $80 to have that injected around the mouth.
Yeah.
But I do think, especially if you're, let's say, past the age of 40, mm-hmm. you're going to want to do the hyaluronic acid first, see how that goes, and then move on to Botox just to, as a finishing touch.
Right. Okay.
That is such great information.
And Dr. Crutchfield totally does this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's great information. Okay. So if you don't want to do that and just don't want to do that way.
Or it's not affordable.
It's not affordable. What are the kind of other ways, like if you have a big party that you want to smooth out those lines or get camera ready for something?
Yeah. So the most affordable option I found that I've had good luck with is by the brand Philosophy. They have a product called Lip Serum Stick Ultimate Miracle Worker Fix. It's a mouthful. It retails for $23. You can get it on Philosophy's website. You can may be able to find it in some Ulta stores. It's a twist-up stick that you can use both on the lips itself, because some people are self-conscious about the lines on the
sure.
lips themselves and the lines around them. Mm. It's colorless. It's fragrance-free, which we always love. And according to the company, it's clinically proven to increase lips volume and decrease upper lip area wrinkles in as little as 14 days.
Do you think that works?
Every day during those 14 days.
Okay.
But it's nice. It's a nice formula. It's got a good mix of emollients and elastomers, as they're referred to. And essentially what those do is they can temporarily fill in the crevice of the line
yep.
and make them look more smooth, like the surrounding unlined skin. It is a temporary effect, you know, like I said,
sure.
maybe get 2 to 6 hours, but for an evening out, they can be great. Or if you are noticing that your lipstick isn't going on and looking as good as it used to, put this on your mouth, on your lips first.
Okay.
And then
okay.
put lipstick over it.
I love this. Okay. Is there a product at Paula's Choice that you think that you guys have that can help us over mm-hmm. time, start minimizing the fine lines?
Well, it's basic advice, because I have to say this first, but always be sure to protect your lips when you're in the sun.
Yes.
You know, year round, I know it's not sunny all the time there in Minnesota, but and the good news is, even wearing an opaque lipstick without SPF does provide some level of protection. It's one of the reasons that men tend to be diagnosed with lip cancers more than women. Little fun fact there.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
From Paula's Choice, we have our a hyaluronic acid and peptide lip booster, which is it's a clear, slightly fluid lip balm that really works to help smooth lines on the lips and plump. And a lot of our customers like wearing it as an overnight treatment. We've been hearing from a lot of people lately that it's one of the only balms they've ever tried that helps them avoid that persistent winter chapped lip that a lot of us endure.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Of course, we're out of time. You are such a plethora of information.
That's good, Brian.
We cannot thank you enough. And I hope everybody got something out of this. And if people have questions for us, you can always email us. And for the next time Brian's on, because this is what you do. You are wonderful, and thank you so much for being on with us today
and doing the research.
I absolutely love this. We can't thank you enough.
Well, it's always a pleasure, ladies.
And we hope, and
always happy to share what I know and what the research has shown to be true, which is what Paula's Choice is all about.
It really is. And the website is Paula's Choice, and you guys have great products there too. So thank you. We will talk soon.
All right. Take care.
All right, Lori.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to get everything done tomorrow. Lori's online buying everything now.
No, I'm not.
But we do.
I did go to Philosophy, but every time he's on, we always buy something. But, I did do that lip flip with Dr. C last summer.
And it looks good.
Oh, but it hurt.
I know.
The
lips hurt.
And it was bruised. I mean, a little bit bruised. I mean, it just is a tender area.
But then
the end result was,
beauty
and
is
you've
pain.
Been jealous. And you were like, look
I've
at your lips.
I've been jealous because I have.
Look at your lips.
I haven't done that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
All right, Grand, I'm sure you were just captivated.
Very much so.
Using your sunscreen on your lips.
No kidding.
You ginger you.
I've always had sunscreen on the lips my whole life. My mom has always made sure because of that very reason. And you get cold sores that way too sometimes.
Yeah, that is true. All right, listen. We come back. We are going to remember music icon David Crosby, who passed away yesterday at the age of 81. Grant, thanks for playing Turn, Turn, Turn by the Byrds. He also reminded us that is the sound opening of The Wonder Years, in the soundtrack.
So the big thing with that one is, you know, it was Joe Cocker, like, you know, the original sound. But this, and I actually have the clip. I'll just play it for, like, the first pilot episode of The Wonder Years back in the day. This is how it starts out. So I just want you to, it's the song and just a quick little.
Yeah.
1968, I was 12 years old. A lot happened that year. Mm-hmm. Denny McLain won 31 games. The Mod Squad hit the air, and I graduated from Hillcrest Elementary.
One of the classic TV shows, I'll never forget.
John Bream on Star Tribune Online, he interviewed David Crosby many, many times, and one of the musical quotes that, you know, David had said to him was, music is the only thing I can do to make anything better. It's the only real contribution I can make. Mm. And of course, the Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then it became Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. And tonight at the Dakota, Turn, 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 Adam and the two gals.
Yes.
They have a band called Turn, Turn, Turn.
Oh,
and
I'd
that's
going to
be at the Dakota.
That would be a very
amazing show. And, you know, he had announced that he was like going on tour. He had just recorded a song called Radio. He was like, you know, not expecting.
The day before, he had this long illness.
Yes. And called, you know, getting a new liver and everything else from all of the hard drinking and drugging that happened in his life.
He did that in the early 90s. I mean, he had a lot.
He spent time in jail.
I know.
Okay. I mean, he is, he is considered, even in the 60s, he's considered the dude that Dennis Hopper was inspired by in Easy Rider.
Oh,
that character.
Really? Wow.
This rock and roll, free living, but talented, you know, could. Anyway, yeah. So we have, I thought CBS Morning did the best, you know, tribute to David Crosby and what he meant to the music world and being founding member of two of the most influential bands of the rock era. So we're going to play that.
Okay, perfect.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash were known for their unique harmonies. And David Crosby was the glue that held us together, Stephen Stills said, as our vocals soared like Icarus to the sun. Crosby's first band, The Byrds, was just forming in 1964 when the Beatles burst on the scene.
We went out and got the same guitar. If you had seen me in front of a mirror trying to figure out how to hold an electric guitar and play rock and roll, it was hysterical. To
every... The Byrds would score a number one hit with Turn, Turn, Turn. Then, but as Crosby told me in 2014 for CBS Sunday Morning, when they toured England...
We had a terrible promoter who's booked us as America's answer to the Beatles, right? There is no answer to the Beatles. Right. And we knew it, and they knew it.
In 68, Crosby joined Stephen Stills of Buffalo Springfield and Graham Nash of the Hollies in a new supergroup. Crosby, Stills, and Nash would win the Grammy for Best New Artist. Later, adding Neil Young, they hit the road.
Our second gig was Woodstock.
The song Woodstock would help their album Deja Vu sell 8 million copies. But Crosby's girlfriend, Christine Hinton, had been killed in a car crash.
I was damn near destroyed. I'm just really lucky we were making that record because it gave me a raison d'etre. It gave me a
reason to get up in the morning.
Damn right.
But he began to use heavy drugs and notoriously battled addiction for much of his life. Sailing was Crosby's escape. It inspired, perhaps, his best-known song. In one of his final tweets, Crosby wrote of heaven. I heard the place is overrated, he said. Cloudy.
Is that weird?
David Crosby was 81.
He interacted with fans all the time. People would tweet at him. He'd tweet stuff back.
Well, when this came through the other day, was it just yesterday? You're like, Julia, he was just tweeted something. He's going out on tour. He just responded to something.
Yeah, he responded. He did the tweets himself, and people would tweet him. And he last played in Minnesota. He played in 2019 at the Pantages with his band Sky Trails, and he was in a good voice and a good place in a Star Tribune interview to preview the concert. He said it's just pure music. He was so happy with the group that he was with. And, you know, he was 16 when he got his first guitar. And just some of the most famous harmonies in rock and roll. There is a documentary called David Crosby, Remember My Name, that liked Judy Collins, who's out on a... She's outperforming with a huge orchestra right now. She's doing her famous Wildflowers concert in its entirety. And Roger Friedman talked to her and she said, you know, she's just stunned. She said, I've been trying to get in touch with him for weeks because I recorded his new song Radio and I'm going to be performing it. And I think it's the best thing he's ever written. I haven't released it yet. I was hoping he'd add vocals to it, but they're... You can find him singing it on YouTube, but he just did it. But the idea of those two voices on a record together, but it won't happen now. But anyway, she will be showing up at the Grammys on February 5th. And I would not be surprised if there's a tribute to David Crosby at the Grammys.
I hope
for sure.
And you were right. He did. He was the sperm donor for two children from Melissa Etheridge. Mm-hmm. And it was between Brad Pitt and David Crosby.
Yeah. But his
voice is so iconic. It's beautiful.
And Bream even said, you know, his voice remained strong as well when he toured, you know, with his later band, even when he was here in 2019, and he kept going, just beautiful. And I read Graham Nash's memoir.
I know you did.
I loved it. I love reading these music. Yeah, I read the it was good because it really gets into the Laurel Canyon years, which I'm just kind of obsessed. Fascinated by that.
My cousin lives in Christina Applegate's old house.
Yeah, and Lookout Mountain.
Oh yeah,
Road.
I remember that.
Oh yeah, No, yeah. And it's when you drive through the canyons. I mean, there's history there.
There's the funny saying about California. Oh, California, and then someone goes, "Yeah, Hollywood." And they go, "Oh, yeah." That's where all the crazy people live, and then the people in
the land of the fruits and nuts, right?
No, but then the Hollywood people say, "Oh, yeah, but the real if you want to find the real loonies, you got to go up to Laurel Canyon."
Okay,
because it was all the rockers and hippies kind of lived with Joni Mitchell.
Wow, good time up there.
Yeah, there's a good documentary about the Laurel Canyon. But anyway, David Crosby. Now I'm really mad. I didn't go see him at the Pantages.
Well, oh, for crying out, Lori, we're going to go down this path. I'm going to be mad about so many things.
Well, Julia, he symbolized
the generation. I'm still mad your mom didn't see Elvis at the Duluth.
Oh, Arena, we can be mad about that forever.
In 1977 or whatever.
76.
We're still mad about that.
All right, we'll be right.